Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Brigitte, can you hear me? Can you hear me now, Brigitte? Well, it seems like we're having some technical difficulties. Okay, Brigitte, you're on. Can you hear us?
Michael?
There we go. Mark, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
I think the radio show already started. So for everybody listening in, we had a little bit of a communication problem. Sorry about that. But I'm handing the word over to Mark, who always does the opening for us. So, Mark, you go.
Saint Germain didn't tell me that my computer was going to be doing patch updates as soon as I started it, followed by two reboots. So, welcome everybody to the Saint Germain Radio Show. We apologize for the technical start. like to welcome you to the show, welcome you to the month of April. As you know, we're on the second Tuesday of every month, so we're really excited to have everybody on the show today. If you want to call in later, ask questions, I'll be screening calls. The call number is 646-716-9663. The introduction music you heard at the beginning of the show comes from Mike, and you heard him on the start of the show. He is actually always on the back end of the show, but most of the time you don't hear him until the end. So it's really cool to hear him do the welcome this evening. All the music you're going to hear on the show this evening and a ton of other stuff he does, you can find out more about his services that he provides, which is with channeled music for healing. Absolutely amazing work. I've done a number of sessions with him over the last, I think it's going on close to 12 years. And you can find out more about his work at www.mikesnydercc.com. Of course, if you miss any of these links, they're up on our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We're really excited to announce today that Brigitte, who does our channeling, that she's actually launched her new website, and it went live yesterday, and it has all the great info that the old one did, but it has a new look and feel. You can check out her website at the same location at www.lightbridge101.com. That's Lightbridge101. I got the tongue tied. Lightbridge101.com. My name's Mark, and I'll be doing the Deeksha blessing this evening. You know, when life throws you stuff, you just got to laugh about it. You really do. So I'm going to hand this back over, Brigitte.
Thank you, Mark. And Mark was such, super help with the website. Thank you so much, Mark, for making it possible in such a short amount of time. You switched it over. It was absolutely amazing. Thank you. Thank
you
so much.
You're welcome.
Well, so we are in April, and we are really already one quarter of the year through. That's pretty amazing when you think about it. We had a very powerful full moon / equinox in March, March 21st or 22nd. And now we are moving towards next full moon, which is the Festival of the Christ. And the Hierarchy of Light sees these holy days at the next three full moons as very sacred days. So I want to just take the time and talk for a moment about it. I've been a channel of Saint Germain since the beginning of 2000, and he, as well as many of the other masters who are with White Lodge, and again, white is not anything racial. It really just symbolizes that they focus on bringing love and light into the world, so it has nothing to do with the color of your skin or anything like that. And this lodge focuses on raising the consciousness on Earth. And this cannot be done at once. It's done gradually, and it's done through people like you and me, people who are willing to be open to the touch of the divine and allowing the divine to come through you in some form or way, whatever feels right to you, whatever makes your heart soar, whether it's through music, like Mike does it, whether it's through healing energy and channeling the way Mark does it too, like the Deekshas, or whether it is bringing specific masters through the way I do it. But, you know, there's so many ways of doing it. Some do it through beautiful flower arrangements. Some do it in the way they are bringing up their children. Some do it in writing books. You know, there's so many different ways, dancing, singing, you name it. The key, I guess, is in those moments when we are in alignment, doing that, what we truly are passionate about and what our heart desires, it's that we're doing it with this incredible love. And love is the power of the Christ. It is the power of enlightenment. It's the power that integrates opposing forces. And it's a glue that really holds everything together. And if you want to give God, Source, the Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is one attribute, it would be a love that can't be put into words, a love that has no conditions, a love that is so pure in its essence that there are no differences, that everything is incorporated, everything is one. And that's what we are all here to achieve. And so those like Jesus, who led an example, who lived a life setting an example to share through love the gentle guidance to help us out of the darkness into the light, is really just such a perfect way for us to remember that ascension is really for everyone, not for the elite, not for a privileged one, not for ones who were born into a certain family or into a certain caste. Ascension is for absolutely everyone, and ascension happens all the time. It happens the moment we shift our consciousness to a different level of love. It is the moment when we can release something that has held us limited and step into a more liberated expression of ourselves. So ascension is not necessarily right away what Jesus did when he got crucified and then ascended into his light body. Even so, deep inside, we all would like to achieve to release our physical form and ascend into our light body. But we're here for a reason. We're here on Earth to not so much ascend ourselves, but to go through the ascension process to assist a whole planet to awaken to a new consciousness, a whole Gaia, Earth, the collective of all that is here on Earth, that is seeking to raise its consciousness to a new level. And whenever a collective consciousness attempts a form of ascension or is ready to shift, there's a lot of chaos that takes place. There's a lot of turmoil, also a lot of fear that comes up. the fear of change, the fear of opening yourself up to expand to a greater view of yourself. When you think of some of our forerunners like Galileo Galilei, who for the first time reinforced that it wasn't the earth that everything evolved around, it was actually the sun in this solar system, and he was shunned and he was punished for it, and it was a very frightening experience, I'm sure, for him to stand up for his truth. And yet here we are, knowing very much that the earth is going around the sun and the sun isn't going around the earth. So these are very significant moments when shifts take place, but they bring up fear. And so every day when we stand in our truth, we also witness a certain level of fear, not only coming up from outside ourselves, but really also from within ourselves. We would like to say we are victims of those who judge us, but really they are also reflecting back to us a little bit of our own fear, that human part in ourselves that some call ego, I like to call it just our human self, that is terrified of what is to come. And so we want to embrace our power, we want to embrace our enlightenment, and yet there's that fear sometimes that finds a whole bunch of excuses why we are not ready for it, or why we can't yet, because of the job, because of the relationship, because of this and that. But is this really true? What is really true? And so the hierarchy of light, those who've walked the path of enlightenment before us, they're very much focusing on three aspects of enlightenment or of God's self. And those three aspects are also known as the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, because it is very much represented in those masters that bring that Christ love out into the world. And the three attributes are, of course, illumination itself, wisdom, illumination, light. Then it is empowerment to realize that you have the strength to create a space for divinity to fill you up and to work with you and through you to bring about beautiful creation on earth or wherever you are. And then the third aspect is love. So these three next full moons, these three attributes are very much celebrated. And in this case, the Festival of the Christ, because of Jesus' loving kindness, as he always empowered those in need to look beyond their helplessness and see the light that's in them, which then brought miraculous healing to them too. Through his gentleness, his kindness, his good-heartedness, he very much represents the attribute of love, the love that integrates, that brings together. So at the very first full moon, which is going to be in 2 weeks, right on Good Friday, which is very profound in itself. The love allows us to have that trust and faith to let go of what no longer serves us, and by doing so, by going through a death process of some kind, to reach a new life, to be reborn again. That is very powerful, and it takes a lot of love to have that trust and faith to make that step. So that's the first full moon that we are celebrating. The next full moon that is 28 days later, which is on the 18th of May, is where you celebrate the attribute of divine illumination. And it's in connection to Buddha's birthday. And the celebration takes us then into the Vesak Valley, which is in the Himalayan, where Buddha descends into the valley to usher a new vibrational frequency, a new light, into all those who are ready to take it in, and then in turn are willing to be channels and instruments of that light and sending it out to the collective. And that is also a very sacred time, because at that time we recommit ourselves to the type of service we want to offer as we are here in human form on earth. And so that is then divine light, divine illumination. And then the third aspect is the next full moon, which is on June 17th. You can see the only way I could remember the full moons is because it truly is the 19th, the 18th, the 17th. That's pretty funny. It's the 17th of June where we celebrate empowerment. And the idea of true power, again, is to create a space that brings the divine birth through. So it's really not about your power over. It's about willing, letting God's will, thy will be done through me. So the idea is to use invocations, to use the I am statements, to bring in a closer connection to your divine I am presence, to your spiritual self, to bring forth a higher vision, a higher light, a higher power to bring about change on earth. And so it is also called the Festival of Humanity because it's dedicated to bring a higher vision through for humanity to live by, to support humanity in raising their consciousness that there is more than just going to work each day or living your life out until you die, that there is actually something there where when we open ourselves to spirit, we become co-creators and we can bring some very beautiful miracles out into the world. And so these three full moons are very sacred. I'm guided by spirit to bring them up today because we're preparing for them. We are getting ready for them. And everybody gets ready for them differently. Now, we've already entered the 21 days of preparation for the first full moon, which is on April 19th. What I've noticed in preparation for the Festival of the Christ, because whenever we think of Easter, we also have to think of the crucifixion, is very much the part of us that has to be willing to let go. For us to raise ourselves to another consciousness, we have to be willing to let go of something that no longer serves us. And it doesn't have to be dramatic. It doesn't have to be taking a knife and cutting something important out of our life. It really can be done through the power of love. So the idea is lovingly look at your life and be willing to say, what have I been hanging on to and why? What am I so afraid of that I keep attaching myself that I believe that I need that I'm not ready for change, I'm not ready to let this go. And on the second aspect, there's also what I've observed throughout the year in preparation of Easter. There is a certain kind of mourning that takes place, a sadness that comes up, because we also recognize that there are parts in our lives that maybe 10, 20 years ago, or even just a few months ago, we saw had tremendous potential, had a great direction, worth something worthwhile. And now we are realizing after all this time that this is not going to happen the way we thought. It has outlived its purpose. We learned a lot and we can be grateful for everything that we learned, but it's time to be willing to let it go because it just goes nowhere anymore. And so there is that sadness that comes up in the realization that something that we hope to be a beautiful, happy ending might have just been a learning period, a lesson, and now it is time to let that go. So I find the next few weeks also allow yourself a certain sadness to come up, to allow yourself to release that sadness and to not judge it, to not feel that it's being weak, but it's honoring the process, because I'm sure everyone invested a lot into their potential. So it is that investment that frustrates us, like, oh my God, I put so much into this relationship. I put so much into this business. I put so much into this or that. And now I'm supposed to let it go. Why? But that's really only your human or ego self talking, because really, whenever something is being let go of, something more beautiful can come into our life. We make room for something to come into our life that is truly more in alignment with our heart. So these are very sacred times, and I invite you to allow yourself to mourn, to allow yourself to let go in the knowing that as you let go, you gain all. Now, Jesus also said that he allowed himself to go through the process of crucifixion so we didn't have to. So one of the things that he reminds me of when it gets too painful in my heart is he says, hand it over to me. Give it to me. I've been through it. I can carry it. I can transform it. You don't have to carry all of that sadness within yourself. So when the sadness in your heart gets very heavy, or when you feel you don't have any solution or any way of how to handle the situation, just give it to the Christ, give it to your spirit guides, give it to your divine I Am presence. There's no reason why you have to walk through this alone. Give it up. It's also giving it up is also a way of your willingness to be humble enough to let go and to ask for support. There's nothing wrong with asking for support. So I've been doing these for many, many years now, and every time I think, you know, that has to become boring at some point, but it's not about that. It's about the sacredness of acknowledging these three attributes and making them your own. And depending on what consciousness level you are, every time it's a little different. Every time it's a little bit more sacred. So I invite you, if you are in the Clinton area, to come and join us. Check out on my website the newsletter about this month, and I will set it up for May and June then as well. Alternatively, you can listen to our recordings, or alternatively, make it your sacred time. You can read on it on the internet about the Festival of the Christ. You can read about it, the VESAC, WESAK, VESAC Festival, Festival of Humanity. Read about it. Joshua Stone has some great, Dr. Joshua Stone has written a great about these things too. Read about it. Do your own thing. Maybe get your own group together. But this has been growing. There have been more and more groups around the world that have been meeting at those specific times or in preparation for those times. And it is something very beautiful, something you can make your own. It's something where you can truly honor the Christ, Buddha, and the divine will shall be done through you. So just thought I mentioned this. Now we are going to have Mark doing the Diksha. So I invite you, in preparation, this evening is dedicated to prepare you for the Festival of the Christ, to close your eyes and to just open your heart up, to breathe out consciously. I breathe out what no longer serves me. I breathe in the love and light of the Christ consciousness, and to just circulate the energy as you receive the beautiful Diksha from Mark that brings through divine blessings from God, from Source, from the Creator, from the Great Spirit of all that is. And then listen to Mike's music that is channeled, that also brings beautiful, beautiful empowerment through. And for that, Mark, let's play the heart activation, because I really want the heart to open up for this. So we will begin now. And the beauty is that after the music is done, and whoever wants to come through and speak to you directly through me, that Mike and Mark will still keep holding the space, bringing through beautiful healing energy, as they are both very powerful channels and instruments of the hierarchy of light. So you're going to continue to be engulfed in this Christ love and in this light. So just allow yourself to receive tonight. This is for you. This is to empower you. This is to give you the strength to let go of what no longer serves you. Let's do it. Let's do the music now. Greetings to all of you. I am Archangel Hania. And Saint Germain asked me to come through at this time to support all of you on your path of transformation and continued awakening. These are truly, truly important times. To always find the light within the darkness that sometimes seems to be so hard to find your way through. And yet, it is that darkness that really is simply the womb that allows for the new seed of light to be born out of. And so there is a sacredness to this time, the preparation for the festival of the Christ. Jesus had to walk on a path, carrying a cross on his back, falling several times, being tortured, being hurt, being crucified. That certainly is an example of experiencing very dark moments in his life. And considering how much he's done for humanity prior to that, how much he's given, how much he's taught, how much healing he's brought in the world, it might easily look like life is not fair. Life does not give justice. But that is not true. It is simply not for you to always understand the justice that is at play at any moment in time. It is for your divine I Am presence to guide and direct you and to take you where you need to be. And so it is for you to learn to go with the flow of life. Even when life temporarily seems to squeeze you, seems to limit you, seems to put you into a place of contraction, recognize this as an opportunity for you to get even more refined, more purified, more ready to bring more love and light into every aspect of yourself. And so I'm here to take you on a journey into your heart. Take a couple of deep breaths, and with every out-breath, think into your heart, deeper and deeper into your heart. And within your heart, you are at a sacred place. This is a sacred place that for everyone will look differently. For some, it might appear to be a cathedral, for others, the temple. And then again, it can be as beautiful as a valley or an opening in the middle of the woods. Allow it to appear in whatever form it opens up to you. If you can't see anything, simply know that it's there. Use your imagination to decide how would you like your sacred place to look like at this time. And within this sacred heart of yours, there's a door, there's a portal. Simply superintend, allow yourself to reach that portal, that opening, and step through it. A path is going to open up for you. The path is a path illuminated by the light of the Christ, the golden light that is guiding you to move forward on this path. But everything on the left and right side of this path might appear very dark. All you can see is the path you're on. And as you walk on this path, memories come up. Memories of situations that might have been painful, that might have inflicted some kind of wounding on you, whether it is a relationship that did not work out the way you wanted to, whether it is a loved one that might have gotten sick, or whether it is a work situation that has limited you, that has brought a lot of pain to you. Whatever it is, allow it to surface in the darkness and touch upon you quickly, not long, just reminding you of what you've been through, the ordeal. But this golden path is protecting you. It is that you witness those memories, but you are not going to invest in them. You simply acknowledge that you've been through a lot, and you have been. And this path is taking you to an ancient tree. This tree is your own life tree. Every branch holds a different direction, holds a different destination, so to speak, a different way of you to experience your divine self in human form. So the tree offers you a gift at this time. It offers you to sit in meditation right now in front of the tree and to open yourself up to the different paths that are ahead of you. And it will offer you whatever your heart feels strongest about, if you're willing to accept it and if you're willing to focus on it in the days ahead. That is what it's the gift, what it's worth it for you to let go of all your attachments, to let go of everything, because the passion within you, the desire within you is so strong that that destination will carry you through all the darkness, through all the challenges, because it's worth it. It's worth it to reach that destination because it represents your true love, your true desire, your true motivation for being on earth at this time. And so, sit now comfortably, close your eyes, envision being in front of that tree. And as you do, I ask you, Mark, to play Mark Music 1.
Know that you have that destination deeply anchored into your heart. Raise yourself up again and continue on that path. And acknowledge that part of the transformation that you need to go through to reach the destination is about death and rebirth. It is about letting go what no longer serves you. Most importantly, it is that belief system that you're limited, that you're not strong enough, or that the alignment between you and your divine self is not strong enough. But there is this flame within you, this divine flame that is so powerful, that is so strong, that will guide you through all of the challenges, all of the obstacles at any point in time. So remember how Jesus, when he was at the cross, had this moment of feeling that God had forsaken him. And so you too will find moments where you will feel that your spiritual work, your dedication to your divine self and to the divine path is not working. It's not doing what it needs to do. And you're ready to give up. But that is your human self talking. That is your ego that wants to hold you back. The truth is that there is no turning back. The truth is that there's only one way, and it is the way forward. It is the way into oneness. It is a way of love. Love is the only answer. And yet part of you is terrified of that love. Terrified of opening up to that love and then just losing it again. Terrified of not being good enough for that love. Or even worse so, terrified of being rejected by that love. But that love does not reject. That love does not punish. That love is calling you to it, wanting you to experience the grace that it has to offer. And so open yourself up on the path that you're on as the Holy Spirit is sending you this beautiful dove as a promise that you're not simply going in circles, that you're not simply repeating some of the old patterns over and over again, that you are indeed walking on the spiral of ascension. Yes, there will be moments that will look similar to moments that you had in the past, but you are not who you were then. You are a very, very different person now, and you make different choices. Trust the uniqueness. Trust your alignment. Trust that this is only what it appears to be at first, but that there's a deeper hidden meaning for you, one that you're ready for, one that will bring you great joy and happiness if you see this through. There will always be these situations where it feels like darkness touches upon you, wanting to push out the light that is your inner light. But that is not true. The darkness that you're feeling is simply challenging you to merge it with the light through the power of love. Light and darkness is part of the human life. It is part of the human condition. It is part of the duality that allows you to learn about your divine self, about what it means to be one, what it means to be sacred, unity of all that is into one heart, into one moment. And so the duality has its purpose. Its purpose is to give you knowledge. This knowledge then applied gives you understanding. And this understanding shared gives you wisdom. It is a cycle of life that you're part of. But the most important message that Jesus gave through his death and ascension, his death on the cross and the ascension to a higher form of existence, is a message that he gave himself fully, all of himself, to the Father. Now, in his language, it was giving himself to the Father. But the idea is to give yourself to something greater than you, whether it is a greater cause, whether it is your divine I Am presence, whether it is God, Allah, the great spirit of all that is, whatever that divine essence is, it is giving yourself in the knowing that in alignment with that greater self comes beautiful, beautiful love that pours into you and through you out into the world. It is that moment when you step right on the side of a great, great ravine or abyss, a great cliff in a way. And you look down the cliff and you cannot even see the bottom. All you see is darkness. All you see is the cliff going down endlessly. And a part of you is terrified. Terrified what is going to happen when you let yourself fall. When you let go of control. When you simply allow your heart to guide you. Let the feelings of your heart be the language of your soul and your divine I Am presence, not your mind, but your heart. What will happen if you fall? What will happen if you let go of control? And so envision right now, standing at the side of the cliff, just like Jesus was crucified, standing at the side of the cliff is very similar. It is that moment where you have to be willing to let go of everything that you've known up to this point. And that means to let go sometimes of those who you think you're protecting, those loved ones you think you're hanging on to and protecting. It means to have enough trust and faith to hand this protection over to something greater than you, to let go and let God. And so look down into the abyss. Look down that cliff and be willing to step across the threshold and let yourself fall. Let yourself fall. Jesus said, "Why on the cross? God, why have you forsaken me?" He was terrified. He thought he, for one moment, that he made a mistake. And yet, deep inside of him, he then also followed by saying, "I thirst. I am hungry for something greater than me. I am thirsting for knowing the me beyond this, what I'm experiencing right now." And you have that thirst in you too. That deep thirst, that deep desire to move beyond your limitations, beyond every known part of yourself, into the unknown, into the world that is full of adventures, full of mysteries. Yes, there might be a little bit of pain here and there, and yet that's how you are alive, by feeling a little bit of pain, by feeling a little bit of sorrow and sadness. That's what makes you alive. That's what makes you experience life to the fullest and inspires you to be a channel of tremendous wisdom for others through your willingness to walk through the valley of darkness into the light, and by doing so, assisting others to do the same. Just like Jesus went through the valley of darkness into the light, assisting others, creating a path of ascension so you don't have to be crucified, so you don't have to go through the pain, so you can ascend in a different way. And yet, sadness, sorrow, pain, it is part of the human experience. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't have to be part of the human experience. And yet it is part of the human experience, because on some level your human self still needs that to know that what you're experiencing is real. if you don't experience that you have to work for it, or that you had to sweat in some form or way, or that you had to cry some tears for it for a little bit, it doesn't feel real to you. It doesn't feel like you've accomplished anything if you haven't worked for it. Now, again, I said it can be differently. It can be with ease and effortless. But a part of you will need that purging to know that it has made a difference. And to then in turn assist others where you can say, I've gone through this purging, so you don't have to. And so remember, though, in his thirst, in Jesus' thirst for going beyond his limitations, letting go, his thirst of letting, finding a way to let go of the cross, finding a way to let go of the pain, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. So when you let yourself fall, when you let go, it is for you to say, to you, my divine I am present, to you, my spiritual self, I give all my trust and faith in the knowing that I will not crash and burn, that I will not be destroyed, that I will not just die, but that I will have wings that I can use to fly, and that you will show me those wings that would help me to fly and experience my new self, experience my divinity in human form in a new way. And so in these next few weeks, I invite you to meditate and to let yourself fall into that abyss, into that, down that cliff of the unknown over and over again, to experience that your divine self has your back, that your God self is there to protect you, to give you love, to surround you, to ensure you that you're safe. And so take a deep breath now and let yourself fall. Just let yourself fall into that ravine, into that abyss. And as you fall into the darkness of the unknown, you will begin to see a tiny speck of light. That light draws you into it. Just let yourself be drawn into that light, into that love, as in that life that you've lived so far, nothing can hold you back from experiencing the true divine love that is calling to you now and awaiting you. In that light is Jesus himself, who's walked the path before you. Nothing to do with any religion, just Jesus as one who has walked the path of enlightenment before you, who is waiting in that light to take your hand, to hold you in that vibration of Christed love, and together to step into this place of oneness, where every single form ceases to exist, and you simply can allow yourself to experience the purity of God love. Mark, if you can please play the Rays of Light now, it would be great. Now allow yourself to be released back into your body as Jesus gently guides you back into your physical form. For you to bring this love, this purity of oneness, this expanded aspect of yourself back into your body, back into every cell of yourself. Simply take a moment to allow yourself to be filled up. To be filled up with who you are. And feel the rewards of letting go of what no longer serves you. Feel the reward of letting go of control. Of letting go of your mind telling you what to do and trusting your heart connection to your soul and your divine I'm presence. That you are guided at any moment in time. You might not understand what is happening right now. It might not make sense at all to you. But there is a divine plan. And you are part of this divine plan. You have an important role to play as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light in your own unique way. Trust it. We all have your back. We, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, are with you on your path of transformation and illumination and enlightenment. Don't ever believe that you failed or that you made a wrong choice or that everyone else will experience enlightenment but you or everyone else will experience great love but you. That is not truth. If you haven't found what you're looking for, it is because you're trying too hard and you're working too hard on controlling it. Let it go. Give it to your divine I'm presence and allow it to come about in the most natural way. My heart is with all of you always. I am Archangel Hania. I often am seen with a turquoise, greenish, golden ray, simply now that I empower you to always remember that there is light within darkness, that there is divine purpose within everything. Blessings to you, and it is so. Namaste. I will now hand this over to Saint Germain, so that he can answer anyone who has questions and who's calling in with questions. And it is done.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and just give out the number and just tell anybody that if you would like to ask a question, make sure to press 1 on your phone pad. That puts a little question mark on the dash. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 646-716-9663. I'm going to go ahead and grab a name, and I'll be right back.
Thank you, Mark. It is me, Saint Germain, who is going to answer your questions. Thank you, Archangel Haniel, for your beautiful journey that you've taken everyone on. And I am ready whenever anybody has a question. And to not let this be quiet time, let me just remind you that the power of transformation starts with a choice. So remember the destination that has come to you during the journey that Archangel Haniel has given to you. That choice of focusing on that destination will be your fuel, your power, your strength, that will guide you through the next days, weeks, and months ahead to release what no longer serves you and to say
all
yes
right
to everything else. Go ahead.
All right. We're going to bring Helena on first.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
I don't know. You know, I have a lot of questions, but basically being told that we're always guided, I'm just going to ask you to please tell me what, for it's my highest good to hear.
Well, most important is for you to let go of your discouragement and to recognize exactly the message that Archangel Haniel has given to you and everyone else, that even though sometimes life seems to be confusing or shadowed over or hard for you to see even a direction at all, there is a flow. And the more you allow yourself to surrender to that flow and include your divine I'm presence in every aspect of your life, the easier it shall be. So my message to you is another level of letting go of control and allowing your divine I'm presence to guide and direct you through these next changes. And there are some very important changes ahead of you. So just have trust and faith that you'll be provided for.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you.
All righty. All right. Catherine, you're on.
Hi. Thank you so much, Saint Germain, and thank you, Angel Haniel, as well. I felt a very deep healing through that journey. So thank you both for that. And my question is regarding work. I'm finishing up a project I started a while ago, and I'm just wondering if you see me finishing it up soon and it going well, being successful.
Absolutely, my dear. You've put a lot of good energy into it. Just keep on seeing the end result, and everything shall be taken care of. So just keep on going. It is working out well. Even so, there are moments where you question it. That's okay. That's part of your human self. But it will come to a closure, and it will be exactly what you're hoping for.
Wow. Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much, Saint Germain.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Okay, Eve, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hello, Saint Germain. I feel so peaceful after that message. Thank you for listening to me. I called once before, and this is regarding my health, and I was told that I could heal my cancer if I did the work. And in the past 6 months, I've done a lot of forgiveness work for family and people who I needed to forgive, and I've gone to a Brazilian spiritual healer and a couple of shaman, and I feel terrific. But my question is is the body going to catch up to the healing, because the numbers on the PET scan I've had are still pretty much the same. They don't reflect any change. So if you could shed some light on that, should I just be...
The key is that you keep the vibration high. The key is that you keep your body in a healthy state through what you put into the body. And that's not just food. That's also your mind. That is also your alignment. And so be very conscious of how you keep nurturing yourself on all levels. On all levels. It is not simply done through going to healers and doing the spiritual work. It is also done through paying attention to the language of your body, paying attention to what your body is asking you at any moment in time. There's this deep desire that you have to, which is absolutely understandable, is to be in this higher frequency and being more in the realm of spirit. And that is beautiful, and that is certainly helpful. But it needs to be bridged into your body by the way that you make your body the temple. And in doing that, an example of that is to when you put lotion on your body, for example, to really take the time and talk to your physical cellular self and to translate that what you've received into being the channel and instrument yourself for your body. Does that make sense? Like you become the bridge between that what you received and your body. Your body needs to integrate this, needs to receive it, and you are the giver of that, what you've received on a spiritual level, to give it now forward on a physical level.
Okay.
Does that make sense? It sounds almost paradox, and yet there is that bridging part where you...
Yes.
Where you... It's not simply about the forgiveness to everybody around you. The greatest forgiveness is the forgiveness towards yourself and your body that has led you on this path. All the outer are only a reflection of what's going on within you. There's a part of you that is still seizingly angry at the limitation of the physical self, that you have to go through this. And it's hidden very deeply, very, very below the surface, but it is there. And through your gentleness towards your physical self, through talking to your body, coax this anger to come up so that it can be transformed and transmuted and no longer has to sit within yourself. Does that make sense?
Wow, yes. Yes, it does. I hadn't even thought of it.
Yeah. And so it is about you communicating in a new way with your body and seeing your body as a liberated, free part of yourself. Try that and see what the numbers will say then. Blessings to you.
Wow.
And it is.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings.
All right, Marilyn, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hello, Saint Germain. I wonder if I could receive some understanding or clarity about the situation with my mother and her boyfriend. I'm not sure if they need to separate, if they want to separate. They've been having some issues. She's been having some health issues. He's been feeling a little bit like he can't take care of her. They love each other, but I'm kind of here in the middle of this trying to help them make decisions, and I'm just not seeing it clearly.
The greatest gift you can give both of them is by pulling yourself away. This is something very karmic between the two of them, something they've agreed on a higher level to work through, and they have to work through it. It's not for you to do the work for them. And therefore, pull yourself back with love and ask both of them to follow their heart, to follow what they feel is right to them, and that they have to make a decision themselves. The only bit of advice you can give them is ask them to always check in within their own self to find out what is their decision based on. What are they so terrified of? What are they so afraid of and why? But those are the questions they need to answer themselves. It's not for you to answer it for them. It's for them to face each other and to work through this. And they're using you to deal with some of the emotional challenges that they don't want to deal themselves. So don't allow yourself to become the way that they use you to release emotions that they don't want to deal with themselves. So tread carefully with love, with compassion, and yet lovingly tell them this is for them to deal with. If they don't, they are going to do it in another lifetime.
Very good. Oh, thank you. That feels so much better. Thank you so much, Saint Germain. I will
take
your advice.
They put you into the drama. They put you into the drama. It's nothing drastic you have to do. Just gently take a few steps back and empower them to face each other instead of using the triangle energy to not have to face each other. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it sure does. And I can feel that that is what is going on. So thank you so much for pointing that out and giving me the clarity I asked for. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. Blessings to you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's it for this evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. Now, in closing, I would like to talk with all of you about these upcoming weeks. So take this radio show as an opportunity and as a reminder that these truly are sacred times of transformation, of awakening, of illumination. Open your heart to surrender to something greater than you. Open your heart to the Christ love. Bring it into every part of your life so that you can let yourself fall just as Archangel Haniel guided you, and trust and faith into the unknowing, being willing to let go of all to gain all. The key is to let go of control and have trust and faith in something greater than you. Now that I'm with you along this path of transformation, so are many of the other angels and masters. My love is with you always. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste. So thank you, everyone, for listening to the Saint Germain radio show, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope some of you who can't listen live, you enjoyed the recording as well. It is the same energy, and sometimes you might even feel guided to listen to the recording again. It makes sense because there's a lot of healing energy going on, and it might help you in the weeks ahead in preparation for the Festival of the Christ. Sorry about the beginning, about the chaos in the beginning. It usually doesn't happen that way. But, you know, as Mark said, we never know what's going to happen. This is all guided by the hierarchy of light. And the challenges that we face are just to keep us humble and to remember that we are not in control, as Saint Germain and Archangel Haniel so beautifully pointed out. So I hope you can make it again next time. Our radio show is every second Tuesday of the month. And the next one will be the preparation for the VSEC Festival. So I'm looking forward to connecting with all of you then. Check out my new website, www.lightbridge101.com. You will be able, if you are in this area of Clinton, hopefully you will be able to join us for the Festival of the Christ. If not, just know that my love and blessings are with you, and I'm deeply grateful for all of you to be part of my life and to connecting through the radio show. Now I'm handing the word over to Mark and Mike, but know that I love you and peace out.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Mike, you there? You want to say goodbye?
Yeah, it was a great show. Thank you.
Very cool. It's great having everybody on the show and listening and everything. We send lots of love to all of you, and we'll catch you next month. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye.
Right.